The Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, RAFTA, meets Thursday. Among the topics they will discuss is a contract with the federal government. When you pay your fare for the Maroon Bell shuttle, a portion goes to RAFTA and a portion goes to the United States Forest Service, which manages the Maroon Bell Snowmass Wilderness. Right now, that money goes to a general fund for the Forest Service and is not required to be put back into the valley. If the board approves an amended contract today, the revenue collected by the Maroon Bells bus fares will go directly towards staffing the area's access point during the busy season. The five-year contract calls for 65 cents of each ticket sold to be earmarked for the Forest Service to use only in the White River National Forest. That translates to $51,000 for 2017. Today, the board will also try to reconcile feedback from Glenwood Springs officials regarding a stalled access plan to the Rio Grande Railroad Corridor, and receive updates from a cell phone study being used to determine commuters' transportation habits. Allison Bektesh, Aspen Public Radio News.